Week on the Northwest Missouri State campus as Northwest Missouri State will be at home taking on Central Missouri Saturday afternoon as it will be a 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on there at 1 o'clock with our pregame show, and then again that will roll right into that matchup with Central Missouri. Always a big time when those two teams get together, the Mules and Bearcats. And for Northwest, they've won 18 out of the last 20 games in that setup. And joining me right now is Matt Tritton. And Matt, this matchup between the Bearcats and Mules should be a very interesting matchup when you look at a couple of the stats that really show up. You look at Central Missouri coming in, really the top passing offensive team in the nation in Division II, a team that's really struggled running the ball, going up against a Bearcat defense that's probably one of the top defenses in the Division II as well. So that aspect of things, it really shakes out to be a pretty interesting matchup. Then you flip it around on the offensive side. Northwest has been really moving the ball well, passing the ball well, in particular against an offense that is just one of the worst defenses Central Missouri has in Division II. So you look at Central Missouri, kind of just a deal of opposites there with on both of the sides of the ball.
It is quite the juxtaposition whenever you think about that team that's leading the league or leading the nation in passing. What, 2,500-plus yards there for Zach Zabrowski, slinging the ball all over the football field. 24 touchdowns passing is the most in NCAA Division II football. But then you mentioned the other side, over 309 passing yards allowed per game, which ranks 158th of 159 teams in NCAA Division II. So this is a team that has thrown the ball well, but they've also had a hard time stopping the pass. You feel like Chris Runke can come out, he's thrown a good football, he has a chance to have a big day. On the flip side, too, the Northwest secondary has come around. Austin McKinney's played some great snaps. Those two safeties and Holden Zygmunt and Shane Fredrickson have played well. And then this whole feels like a game where maybe you see some guys like Langdon Kitchen and Jake Fisher really start to tee off and maybe get after that's at Zach Zabrowski there in the pocket as well. So a lot of different opportunities there for Northwest on both sides.
And we'll have that broadcast for you beginning at 1 o'clock with Bearcat game day before the 2 o'clock kickoff again from Bearcat Stadium. We've got more coming up on In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. He'll be joining us along with a couple special guests with us on the show. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV-KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches as we're broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in Maryville and joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And Rich, big weekend. Homecoming always is a big week, and not necessarily talking, I know you're, from your standpoint, homecoming, it's everything's kind of focused in on the game itself. But when you look at homecoming, what are the main things that you think of for this week?
You know, it's about family. It's about, you know, seeing all the former players and the alums come back. It's about the fidelity they have to the university. You know, for a small community, the one thing that's really neat is they do homecoming right here in terms of the parade and I guess the pomp and circumstance of it all. I've never seen it, but I've heard it's pretty good. It's just everybody on campus, everybody in the community just gets involved. And I think that's that the community engagement piece is what makes it special.
And from your standpoint, again, you're focused in, as you mentioned, not really on the game itself, but it seems to me like even before the game, you go through your normal pregame routine and everything, that there's just kind of something special in the air when you get to the field on game day.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, there's so many people that are back. And, you know, when you've been here now for me, it's been 21 years. Just the flood of memories and guys and teams. And, you know, actually, if you take the 2 years I was a GA, and it doesn't matter. It could be, you know, you'll see a Steve Coppinger or, you know, maybe a Matt Becker or, you know, more recent, a Dallas Flynn or a Ryan Waters. Or it just brings those memories back. And, you know, the funny part for me, the older I get, those kids are all stamped in time. You know, so when I look at them, I know you graduated from college. You must be 30. They have multiple kids. They have great careers. They're in their 40s. It's just a special time.
Yeah, it's amazing how time flies, really, when you think about some of those guys that go through this program. And as you say, when they've got families and great careers on their own now.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun because on tomorrow when we have walkout day, invariably, you know, somebody's going to show up. Maybe it's a Mike Peterson or it's, you know, Dave Tollefson. And it's just, it's special to get to sit down and visit with them and catch up and kind of see where they are in their lives. And it's a fun weekend.
Do you have any special memories when you think of the homecomings through the years?
Gosh, I don't know that I could pinpoint one. No, I don't think there is one that stands out from another. It's just a big celebration that everybody in Maryville partakes in.
Now, before we move on here, there's something that came out this week on the NCAA level, and I don't know if it even affects Division II right now with the national letters of intent, but I would imagine mm-hmm. there'd be a trickle-down, even if it doesn't. I know the Division I Council
right.
essentially is kind of eliminating the national letters of intent, but what's the impact that has on Northwest Missouri State?
You know, for right now, I don't know. The legislation that happens in Division II is different than what happens in Division I. We're a lot slower moving than what happens. You know, they basically can decide to pivot and go in a different direction, and there's no process for it. They just do it. Whereas for us, you know, that has to be done basically a year in advance. So I'm not privy to the ramifications of that or how that's going to work. At our level moving forward, but it'll be interesting. It'll be an interesting talking point in January when we go to the convention.
Yeah, and I would imagine even if there's nothing regulatory about affecting Division II, still, if you're recruiting some guys that maybe on that bubble going Division I or Division II, there's going to be a little bit of an impact.
Right. Where it's going to hurt you is that it basically, since Division I has decided to do this, I could have a guy theoretically sign a D2 NLI, and if he decides to go Division I, it's null and void because that level right now doesn't have those parameters, and so it's going to change things.
And what about the transfer portal? I understand they've kind of changed the window a little bit with that, and does that affect things much for right now?
I don't know yet. It's we're so reactive in how we're dealing with all this new stuff that you don't really feel its impact until you go through it, and so we'll just have to kind of see.
Boy, it's just a completely different playing field now than it used to be.
Oh, it's totally different. You know, in every phase of the game, you know, you have guys and you think you have guys, and then you lose guys, and it's you know, the cards are thrown up in the air. It's created a lot of parity, which I'm not sure is a good thing or a bad thing. My thing that makes me pause is just the, what are we trying to teach kids? You know, is it perseverance? Is it, and I'm not against guys going out and having an opportunity to make money or having an opportunity to do things for themselves, but we're creating a culture where we're saying that when the going gets tough, get going. And I'm not sure that's what college football was ever intended to be.
Well, one thing with it being homecoming, we've got a special show coming up here on today. A couple of people that you've known a long, long time.
Yes, I have. I'm actually really fired up about this. It's interesting when I was driving to the complex this morning, and I knew Kate and Grace were going to be on. I haven't seen Grace since Washburn, Kate is at the house every day. I'm not sure I've seen any more of Kate than I have of Grace, and she lives with me. So it's the 30 minutes that I'm going to spend on this show is as much as I've seen either of them since the Washburn game. So.
All right. Again, Grace and Kate Wright, daughters of Coach Rich Wright, with us here on the show. We'll be back and bring them into the show right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MaryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at PizzaRanch.com.
And welcome back to A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville, in the trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. As we mentioned before the break, we have some special guests with us, and Grace and Kate Wright, daughters of Rich Wright. And both of you, great to have you with us on the show.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And Rich, I imagine this is one of those shows where they've got a lot of information about you.
Oh, they have a ton. There's no doubt about that. A ton of stories, ton of information. I want to sit back and listen to how this goes.
All right. Well, first of all, Grace and Kate, growing up in a football family here, what's some of the early memories you have of your dad being involved in football and just some things along those lines?
All my memories consist of after practice just going to see him and just running up to him and him throwing me up in the air. We actually were talking about it today after practice. I ran up to him, and he can still pick me up, so that was actually really pretty impressive.
No doubt. And Kate, what are some of your memories?
Some of my earliest memories have got to be, like, the tailgates before the game, and just the community and essence of the games was always very exciting and super cool to me.
Now, one thing that we talk with Rich about from time to time is being superstitious about certain things, and he was saying before we went on that the two of you are might even be more superstitious than he is.
Unfortunately, I do think that's true. We definitely have our superstitions. There's a lot of get in, get out of the car when someone scores a touchdown, when we're not scoring a touchdown, turning off the TV. I think we both changed our shirts like four times last week. So, yeah.
So they come by it naturally.
Yeah, it runs deep. I have some superstitions, but they've taken it to a new level.
And I guess, just any particular stories you might have about your dad that people might not know about, and maybe that your dad might not necessarily want people to know about either.
I think one that probably sticks out was one time in, I think, middle school. I was having a really bad day, and so I went to practice after school with Dad, and he does a really good job of just leaving Coach at home and being an amazing dad at home, but when you mix the two together, it gets a little more difficult, so just trying to balance Dad and Coach at the exact same time was really funny and interesting to watch happen.
So she was having a bad day, right? So they get my guys, so she came to practice with me, and she's standing next to me. And my language tends to be a little more colorful on the field than it is at the house. And so there was a play that wasn't a good play, and I decided to make corrections in a more colorful version than my oldest daughter had ever heard. And all of a sudden, I turned, and she's standing right next to me. And about three plays later, everybody picked up on that. And so anytime there was a mistake, the guys were like, Coach, do you want to say something to us? I was biting my tongue. I was really ready to get that practice over with that day. So,
you know, last week, Rich talked a little bit about some of the special memories of just Thanksgiving and some of the holidays and things that you spend with the team as well. Both of you think about that, what really stands out, spending not only your Thanksgiving with your family, but also the entire Bearcat football family?
To me, it was always super cool to have the players come over for the holidays, because growing up, it almost felt like I had a bunch of older brothers, and I grew very close to a lot of them, and they're very special to me. And it was always just cool to have, yes, they were a football team, but they also felt like part of our family.
I'd agree. It was always just always something fun, going to the Elks, having all the guys come over, singing karaoke, dancing with us when we were younger. Just all those memories that you never forget. People ask me what I'm doing on Thanksgiving, and I just tell them, oh, I'm spending it with 100 football players, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
So like with Grace, when she was young, one of the things, and I'll never forget, we were just talking about the holidays, and she's like, well, Dad, I like all the holidays, you know. So at the time she was, I think, 5 or 6, and I said, well, what do you mean, honey? And she's like, well, first football season starts, and then we have Halloween, and then we have Thanksgiving, and then we go to the national championship, and then we have Christmas. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, well, that's what we do every year. And it so happened that the 5 years she was alive, that's what we had done. And so it's, you know, I have so many special memories. Do you guys remember we were on the bus. We came back from Arrowhead. We had beat Pittsburgh State, and Coach T was still the head coach. Do you guys remember watching The Princess and the Frog on the way back on the bus? You know, so at that time we had the movies on the bus, and they really wanted to show the team The Princess and the Frog.
It was my favorite movie. They needed to see it.
Kate was pretty adamant that we were going to watch it, and the players, they dug right in and watched The Princess and the Frog on the way home. And it's just things like that. It's pretty cool. Or how about being on the bus? Do you remember when we were down in Florence all those years and getting the police escort everywhere we went, and doing some of that stuff too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Those are some of my best memories.
You know, when we talk about the players and enjoying watching that movie too, I think that's another thing that's kind of fun to watch, is how you see a different side of the players when they interact with you guys.
Yeah, I get to see a different side of the players, but the players also get to see a different side of me. You know, they don't see, excuse me, Coach Wright anymore. They see Dad. You know, Sarah, my wife, traveled a lot. I can remember, you know, so we used to have, when she was traveling, one of the reasons we had defensive line meetings in the morning always, and one of the reasons it started becoming at my house was because my wife was on the road, and I had the two girls. And I remember Grace, when she first got her ears pierced, Willie Dyson had to put her earrings in, because I didn't know how. I don't have earrings. So, you know, it's just little things like that that you kind of see. It's been fun to watch both girls be involved in a lot of my players' weddings and things like that. They like Kate said, I think she said it best, is that she feels like she has a lot of big brothers.
Hey, you know, it's amazing how time flies. So we talked a little bit about that earlier, but just from a distance up in the press box and seeing the two of you down on the field after games and things, just it's hard to believe that both of you are as old as you are right now.
I mean, I have a hard time believing it, too. I still think I'm 7 years old.
And Grace, you moved on to Kansas State right now, going to college there, and still the football aspect of growing up apparently has played a little bit of a role in what you're doing now.
Yes, I guess it stuck all those years at practice. I didn't want to get away from it. So when I went to college, it's just something I wanted to continue doing, and I was thankful. I knew Dad, and Dad's helped me through the years, just growing my football knowledge, and now I get to work in it every day, so I could not ask for anything more.
Yeah, working with the K-State football program. I believe, what, a student recruiting assistant, is that correct?
Yes, yep. So I get to do a little bit of scouting, a little bit of recruiting, all the things. It keeps me busy, but it's a good kind of busy.
Yeah, and Kate, I know a lot of people around the community know of you and some of the things that you're doing theater-wise, and I think if I heard right, you've got play practice coming up right after this.
Yes, after this I have to leave and go straight to play practice. And as much as I love football, I tend to be more involved in the arts and stuff, but I obviously still love sports, and I love going to high school football games as well as the college football games.
And it sounds like everything I've seen and heard from you, you're very talented in what you're doing.
Oh, thank you very much.
No, she's pretty good. She's very talented, and, if I can get her nailed down on a college, I'm going to be really happy. But sounds like she's starting to hone in on that. I can't believe it. When I came here in March and Grace hadn't been born yet, so Sarah stayed in the Quad Cities until Grace came along, and 2 weeks after Sarah delivered Grace, we moved to Maryville, and Kate's got the towny tea. She was born at Mosaic and has spent her entire life here, and it floors me how fast the time has gone, and they kind of stamp it for me.
I would guess, too, when you're among your friends and maybe watching a football game on TV or something, the two of you kind of see the game a little bit differently than maybe some of your friends.
I think my friends think it's actually fairly unfortunate that I do. Usually I'm screaming at the TV, and they're like, can we not just talk about something else? I'm like, no, there's a game on, guys.
Yeah, a lot of the times, especially because I'm a high school student, when we're at the high school football games, a lot of my friends like to ask me questions about, like, what's going on. And sometimes I don't even know what's going on, but it feels good that they think they can ask me the questions. You can pretend.
Just trying to go to the experts there.
Yeah.
And, Rich, I imagine it's kind of special, too, just to be able to have daughters be involved as they have been and be as close to the program as well.
Yeah, that's one thing, Coach T did his entire tenure here, and we've always it's always been about family, and just having the kids around at practice, and it's kind of fulfilling for me to watch it kind of come full circle, because Coach Novak and Coach Gent both have young kids now, and Coach Boswick, his kids are starting to get a little older in age, but Breck's still fairly young, and it's just fun to watch those kids grow and develop over the years, and how excited they are to see their dads when practice is over, and okay, here's a big one I just thought of. I mean, they used to think it was the biggest deal. So during fall camp, Coach T would let us have dinner over in the CAF as a family, and they thought that was the greatest thing ever. To be able to have cereal for dinner or whatever they wanted. Mom was not always very happy about their food choices, but and we're doing that now too, so I just think that's fun.
Now Grace, you've had an opportunity to be in college now and take advantage of the college cafeterias and things. Has your opinion of that changed a little bit since then?
The food probably would never go back. The hiding under the stairwell and scaring all of the dads as they were walking out to go back to the office. Now that I wish I could do over and over again, but.
Grace, just talk a little bit about the future plans that you have right now.
As of right now, future plans are I graduate in May, and then I'm going to try to go get my graduate degree in sports administration and hopefully continue working for a football team and just see where that takes me. I want to work in football for as long as I can, so wherever I can do that, I will definitely go.
And Kate, your dad mentioned a little bit earlier about trying to narrow down your mm-hmm. choices for college. What are you looking for? Not necessarily, you don't have to tell us where you're going now, obviously, but what's your field you're looking to go in, and what's interesting you there?
I am currently planning on auditioning for college conservatories to get a Bachelor in Fine Arts degree. So that's why the college process is a little bit different for me, because I'm going to be auditioning for a bunch of schools. So I have to kind of narrow it down after I get accepted into them.
Now, again, going to play practice here a little bit later. Tell us about the play and maybe what's coming up for folks that might be interested in heading out to that.
The high school is currently putting on a production of the Addams Family musical, and we will do the show the weekend before Thanksgiving. And it's a super fun show. It's super family friendly and just really funny, and I think the whole cast and crew has really enjoyed putting together this production.
You know, growing up in Maryville, too, is kind of special from that aspect of things, just the facilities you have a chance to work in, probably a lot better than a lot of towns this size.
Yes, it is honestly amazing the amount of opportunities there are for people interested in theater and the fine arts. Just recently, I was down in Kansas City, and we had been talking with some people from there, and even they were very impressed by the amount of resources and facilities that Maryville offers for kids.
And you're taking full advantage of that.
Yes, I am.
That's really neat to see there. And before we let you guys go, any other things you want to tell about your dad that haven't had a chance yet?
I'm trying to think. So many stories.
All right, we'll leave it off with one. So explain to them, when you guys were little, what an adventure day was on Sundays.
Oh, these were the best days. So adventure days we would have every Sunday with Dad after a home game, after an away game, before he would go into the office. My personal favorite one was he set up this whole, like, fairy house. So he made us believe that there were fairies on campus. And I just remember as a little kid, it was like the most magical thing ever, because you don't, with football, it's such a demanding job. You don't see them a ton during the week. So just being able to spend that time was so, so fun. That was my favorite adventure day. I don't know what yours was.
My favorite adventure day had to be when we got in our dad's truck and we threw acorns out to the squirrels because we were feeding all the squirrels. But I definitely agree with what Grace said, and I think she put it very well. When your dad works in a job that can be very time-consuming and very demanding, it was very special to have those days where he just put aside time for us and made sure that he spent time with us and, like, made our childhood a great one.
Well, sounds great. Kate and Grace, great to have you both here on the show, and we'll be back and we'll wrap things up with Rich right after this.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to A&G on In the Trenches with Head Coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And Rich, that was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty cool to have them on the radio with me. You know, they don't know me in any other role than as a football coach. So just to you know, have them around a place where you know, both football and family's always been valued is pretty special. And you know, just watching them grow up, and they're so different, but they're both extremely driven in what they want to do, so that's all I can ask for.
Now, coming up this weekend, as we mentioned, it's homecoming. Well, we haven't mentioned Central Missouri coming to town, a great rival matchup with the Mules. And really, on paper, it looks like just a dichotomy of some of the stats here. You look at what they're doing offensively, top passing offense in the nation.
Yep.
Had a little bit of trouble running it, but you go up against one of the top defenses in the nation in Northwest.
Yeah, you know, it's things have been, kind of like what's happened to us in different times. I think one of the things they've had is they've had a little bit of the injury bug. They have a really good tailback from a year ago, and he's been out since the Davenport game. But From everything I'm hearing, he's going to be playing this weekend, and that changes their rushing attack, you know, exponentially. So they're going to have a another, you know, piece of the puzzle back this week, and so we're going to have to play well. They do a phenomenal job spreading out the field, playing with tempo. You know, we're just going to have to match that and challenge routes. And, you know, not, you know, the most disappointing thing for me last week, you know, above and beyond anything else was the explosive plays or the explosive scores. And we just can't do that as a football team. That's not how we're based. You know, we're not going to offensively go score 50 points a game. So we have to force them to drive the football on us and make them earn everything that they get.
Now, on the other side of the ball, statistically anyway, there too, they have had issues as far as stopping the pass.
Yeah, they have. You know, and so obviously that's something we've looked at all week. But, you know, really everything for me, on both sides of the football starts up front. You know, can we create pressure on their quarterback, and can our offensive line protect ours? You know, because when things break down in the pocket, that's where we've had some miscues and part of the reason for some of the turnovers we've had.
All right. Well, Rich, as always, good to have you with us on the show. And again tonight, this is a special one.
It was very special. Thanks.
Again, that is Rich Wright, the head coach of the Bearcat football team. Again, Northwest facing Central Missouri on Saturday. 2 o'clock is kickoff time. Again, at 2 o'clock kickoff traditional with the homecoming matchups. And 1 o'clock, we'll be on the air with Bearcat Game Day. That'll do it from A&G on In the Trenches for this week. I'm John Coffey.